Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and staff, and we have some special guests in studio from our sister stations, a couple different dials on your radio dial, 96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone.
The Zone.
We got the Zone.
You got to get that
Joe and Ebo
and a whiskey big voice guy voice.
What's up, Jackson and Steph? Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for your time. It's a big week for Packers Nation, and that's why we had to come to you, the pros. What are you guys talking about your show? What are the predictions? How is everybody feeling?
Oh, man, this is it, man. One game away from the Super Bowl. You know, no Packer first-year head coach has ever even made the playoffs, let alone a Super Bowl. So, I mean, this is, you know, we're talking Vince Lombardi and Mike Holmgren, you know, Hall of Fame-type guys, legends, and the Packers and Matt LaFleur, one win away from doing it. It's crazy.
That's cool, so, Joe.
Now, I said earlier that this is the biggest game. Even, no matter who they play in the Super Bowl, I still think that this game here against the Niners is a bigger game than whoever it is the AFC would have up against the Packers. Am I right on that?
No, this game is huge. I mean, the Titans, no one expected the Titans to be in the AFC Championship game going against the Chiefs, but the Packers, I don't think anyone expected the Packers because, like Joe just said, a first-year head coach had never been to the playoffs. There's a guy named Curly Lambeau, you know, Lambeau Field. He didn't even do it. So
really?
The fact that the Niners are hosting the Packers and the Niners blew the hell out of the Packers earlier. Can I say hell in
Kansas? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
We have very loose standards on the Zone.
The Niners beat the hell out of them earlier. And then, Joe, what happened ever since the Packers lost to the Niners?
They have not lost a game. Packers, 7 wins in a row since getting their butts kicked back in November. So one could say, you guys, that loss kind of saved the season for the Packers.
Oh, man. But then I see stories about how that one Chiefs fan even left the studio or the stadium because he felt like he was the jinx. So me being a Packers fan, should I be wearing something?
Is there anything that we, you know,
I don't want to be the jinx. You know what I mean?
Some juju here.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Is there anything you guys do specifically?
Well, we go starter jackets. Okay. We're kind of throwback guys.
The pullovers, right? Men's high fashion peaked with starter jackets, especially Wisconsin Badger ones and Green Bay Packers.
Nike Monarch shoes or some white New Balances with like a 96 Super Bowl sweatshirt.
And the Levi dad jeans.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you got to go old school.
And Joe, thank you guys for really hyping us up now. Now I'm even more excited, aren't you?
Do you guys have a score? Do you guys have a score prediction? Do you guys do any of that over there?
Oh,
on your side?
You want it now?
Well, yeah, I would love to have it. What do you think the score is going to be?
So what's
the game?
Vegas? Vegas has the
Packers a 7-point underdog right now.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's big.
Not too bad.
I mean, you can't get this far and not pick the Packers, you guys. They're a team of destiny. It's Aaron freaking Rodgers. Packers win. We'll go 27-24 Green Bay.
All right.
Well, a close one. Are you concurring to that?
All right, so what you're going to see a lot is Aaron Rodgers from California, grew up a Niners fan. The Niners didn't draft him.
Yes,
instead, they drafted Alex Smith. Rodgers have had that chip on his shoulder ever since that draft. I mean, you'll see it at a nauseam when it comes to them replaying that clip. Give me the Packers. Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers does the big double birds to San Francisco and the Niners. Packers win 27-24.
Yeah.
All right.
Joe and Ebo from The Zone, 96.7 FM and 1670 AM. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Enjoy the ding-dongs.
Go back up.
It was zingers.
They wasn't talking about those.
Yeah.